Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County girls and boys basketball will hit the road to Cheyenne after all four teams went undefeated last weekend at home. Starting with the Bull girls, they picked up two dominating wins, starting against Laramie on Friday night, 59-49. And another one against Cheyenne South on Saturday, 69-39. The Thunder Basin ladies come into the weekend with a 12-4 overall record, with dates against Cheyenne Central tonight and the defending 4A state champion Cheyenne East tomorrow. Here is Bolts head coach Leanne Cox discussing the dominant weekend the girls had and how they enjoy all these long road trips, knowing they have had a few already this season.
Felt great. Thought the girls came out and went to work again right away, so I was pretty proud of them. All the games that are left will be great games, very competitive conference, so we're excited about that. We have not played at home very much, so they're kind of road warriors, so I don't think they even think twice about sleeping, you know, at a hotel versus in their own bed, because we played a lot of games on the road. We have six seniors, seven if you count Ella, our manager, and they're just trying to enjoy this moment because it's going fast and they know that. So, you know, I think that's on all their minds. They just want to play to the best of their ability and do a great job as we finish up the season.
Moving over to the boys, they picked up two wins against Laramie and Cheyenne South as well. They beat Laramie in a close 55-52 matchup Friday night, and they had a dominating win over Cheyenne South Saturday afternoon, 75-31. Thunder Basin comes into the game with an 8-7 overall record and are on a three-game winning streak as they will face Cheyenne Central tonight and Cheyenne East Saturday in the Bolts' first matchup against East when they defeated them for the state championship last March. Here is what Bolts head coach Rory Williams had to say about the boys defending home court last weekend.
It's always nice to protect home floor. That's kind of the expectation, no matter who you play. And so us to go 2-0 over the weekend was obviously a really good situation for us. You know, that's kind of the result we were looking for. But yeah, I just, you know, Laramie's a really good team. It's a tough matchup for us just with, you know, how they run their zone and, you know, they kind of pack it in a little bit and use those bigs to their advantage. And they hit some big shots in that game to kind of pull ahead or keep it close. And so for our guys to make plays down the end, that really says a lot about our team. And we just keep on trying to persevere and be resilient. And they continue to do that.
Here is the schedule for the Bolts matchups in Cheyenne this weekend. The Bolts will play Cheyenne Central tonight, starting with the girls at 5:30, and the boys will follow at 7. The Bolts will move to East on Saturday, with the girls starting at noon, and the boys will follow at 1:30. Make sure to catch all the action tonight and tomorrow on 93.3 The Legend. Moving to Campbell County, the Camel girls and boys picked up four dominating wins of their own. Starting with the Camel girls, they first defeated Cheyenne South 82-37 on Friday night. Then they defeated Laramie Saturday afternoon 75-47. The Camel ladies are on a five-game winning streak, and they will look to continue that into this weekend with two tough games against Cheyenne East and Cheyenne Central. Here is Campbell County ladies head coach Brady Luchin on how the girls were able to keep their winning streak going last weekend.
I thought last weekend we did a good job of controlling the run. Both South and Laramie did a good job to start the game, and they went on some runs on us, and they played great defense. But I thought that our runs were a little longer and stronger, and so between the second and fourth quarters were the times that we were able to capitalize on their fatigue level and our subbing strategies. So that was to our benefit. And then as far as a whole, each practice, I feel like they're continuing to work really hard and get better and fix a few things here and there. So we're excited to go down and get the test of East and Central this weekend, because both of them are very talented teams, obviously, and East being number 2 in the state right now, it's going to be probably our biggest game of the season so far this Friday.
Moving over to the Camel boys, they picked up two dominating wins of their own, first defeating Cheyenne South 102-51 last Friday night. Then they defeated Laramie Saturday afternoon 84-71. The Camel boys are coming into the weekend with a 6-10 overall record, with matchups against Cheyenne East tonight and then Cheyenne Central tomorrow. Camel's head coach Bubba Lackey was really pleased with how his offense played last weekend.
We were able to get up and down a little bit and get the tempo at a pace that we like, and the shots were falling, and that's always a good thing, and that kind of helps all the vibes throughout. So I was real happy with our offensive end, scoring about 102-84, which is the top 2 output for us all season, and we just want to keep that going offensively. We know we got some things defensively we could tighten up, and rebounding is always an issue with us, and we're getting better at that, but we got room for improvement. So those are things we're looking at going into this weekend.
Here is the schedule of events for Campbell County this weekend. They will start against Cheyenne East tonight, with the girls starting at 6 and the boys will follow at 7:30. They will move to Cheyenne Central tomorrow morning, with the girls starting at 11:30 and the boys will follow at 1 o'clock. We will have all the action for you from all the Camels games on 97.3 Camel FM. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.